Hello, everyone.
This is Yukina
and Charlie on FlyJam Radio.
Yay!
So, Yukina, how do you feel about it? どこから始めよう。How are you?
How are you? I'm fine. Thank you. And you?
Yeah. Fine. Thank you. So we are going to be personalities on this radio, but then I feel I'm so lonely, so alone.
Sorry.
But then, like, our first guest would be Kari-chan.So we don't have to be nervous. So let's welcome Kari-chan. Before that, we have to introduce our first song. Where is it? Okay.
The first song is Clarity with In the End.You are listening to FlyJam Radio. That was Clarity with In the End.
Thank you very much. So now let's welcome our guest, Kari.
Hello.
Hello. How have you been?
I'll be good. I'll be good, I guess. It was actually really cute. Like Yukino was speaking English.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really cute.
It sounds very cute. That's all.
Yukino-san, kawaii katta desu.
Oh my god. Are we gonna talk about something different from Japanese version?
Anything you wanna talk
okay,
about?
Okay. So I would like to know about your new life. How's everything going?
Okay, my new life. Yeah, I got a new job. I can't.
Woo!
Unfortunately, yeah, I can't say which company I'm working for now.
Can you talk about it?
I'm banned to talk about that. But like, it's still. is still about the music.
Mm.
It's not totally in the music industry, but mm-hmm. it's still, we use music.
Can you talk about what you're doing vaguely? Or not so
yeah.
much?
Yeah, in the company.
Mm.
Yeah, okay, so, yeah. Can I? I don't know.
Vaguely.
I recently write article.
Uh-huh.
So basically, there's those like articles written in English, mm-hmm. and I translate them to Japanese. And those articles are about like celebrities or like artists, musicians,
oh, cool.
or sometimes about the cinema. So.
And are they published in like newspapers or on internet or?
It's on the internet, only internet. But it's the company's name is kind of big,
uh-huh.
and everyone knows that the company's name. So I can't tell which one it is.
Okay, but can we search your articles with your name, like Karis Gigar?
No, my name is not on the articles. But I can, privately, I can tell you which company it is. But
actually, I know, but then like...
Yeah, you already know that. So, yeah, that's what I do. So that means like I can get like any like, you know, new information, like really fresh information about musicians and the cinemas and everything now. So, which is great because then, you know, try to promote those musicians as well. So
it's slightly different from what you have been doing in FlyJam, but then like still it's really connected to like what you wanted to do, right?
Exactly. So still, like, you know, I can through doing those things and I can promote musicians,
mm-hmm.
and then it's because I had this like knowledge about the music industry and then about the art musicians,
mm-hmm.
so then I can still use those knowledge to write down the articles,
mm-hmm.
and which is really great. Like, so this is exactly what I wanted, and then, you know, I can use all my skills to do this job.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's great for myself and even for the company as well.
It's very interesting that you are dealing with different kind of artists now. I mean, like in FlyJam, you were dealing with some kind of like, you know, how to say it, like indie musicians, right?
Yeah.
Or like I shouldn't talk about this. Like.
Yeah.
Is
I'll just tell it exactly.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. I should.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's okay.
Still, like, yeah, I can't tell which artist or like, you know, those like exact names.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, as you said, like, yeah, it's not like a walking, but I write down more about the major artist now,
mm.
and which is quite different compared to like what FlyJam was doing,
mm.
what I was there. So yeah, but still, it's. Still, it's music, right?
Okay. Yeah, so,
yeah.
And how about your own music? I mean, like, your own music career? I know you're a bassist.
I haven't done anything since the last gig we had with Kenji.
Oh, why not?
Which was the last month. And it's because, I don't know, I'm just being lazy.
Oh, or you're too busy.
Nah, not really. It's because just I'm lazy, and then I always want to come back to any bands, but it's because my taste of music is changing as well. Like I still love rock and metal music and listen to them a lot, but recently I'm more into pop music.
Mm-hmm. That's so surprising. Like, I couldn't imagine that you would be listening to pop music, right?
Yeah. Because like there are so many talented artists.
Quite science nodding.
For example, like Sia, I really like her. And like Ed Sheeran, he came back from the hiatus he had last year. And then but recently, like, I mean, this January, he came back finally. And those two new songs are called Castle on the Hill and Shape of You. Those music amazing. And then, I know they're like he's really popular and everyone loves him,
mm-hmm.
but because there is a reason, because he's really talented and he writes really good music, so it makes sense for me, like, people listen to him.
Okay, I got so relieved. Like when I heard that you were listening to poppy music, I imagined totally different things, you know.
Like what?
Like really pop, like cutie.
I don't know. I was like, what? No, I usually don't listen to like the idol stuff. When I talk about the music, it's almost about, it's, you know, pretty much about the Western music. So not like a Japanese pop culture, unfortunately. But yeah.
Okay.
Don't worry about that.
Now I would like you to introduce us to your new song. I mean, not your new song, like another song. Which one was it?
The second song that I want to play today. This is also like one of my friends, a band called Stereotype Inc. They're in Salt Lake City in the States, and this song is called the 13th of November, which this song was all about the 13th of November in 2 years ago, you know, something horrible happened in Paris. So this song is about that. So
let's listen to the music.
Yes.
Listening to Flyjam Radio, that was Stereotype Inc. with the 13th of November. Okay, so that was a great song, right?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, great song.
Right? One of my favorite songs, yes.
So you mentioned that the song was about what happened in Paris 2 years ago.
Yes.
Was it about the terrorist attack?
Yeah. It's really, it was like a devastating. So we shouldn't forget what happened.
Yeah.
But, you know, like last year in 2016 was kind of like a horrible year for everyone. So about the Brexit and then about the election in the States. And then, you know, those like huge decisions were made, and then, you know, people are really now like panic and confused, and they're all like scared of what's gonna happen in the future.
Yeah.
And also there is those like a fear of the terror attack stuff as well. And then like all like a whole this like, planet is in a panic now. So, but we still have to get over it.
I think everybody's so scared in a way.
Yeah, it's pretty much what people are facing now, because like, you know, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't say anything about like political stuff in the public, but I still don't agree with what Trump is doing. I don't call him like crazy. He's quite like just, you know, being human, normal human. Like, so he talks like everyone talks. So, you know, those topics, what he talks in the public, they're usually really like a basic of like topics which like everyone talks in the pub or bar or even you know, whatever. So he's quite just being like a, you know, normal human. So he's quite, how to say, emotional. And then yeah, I know like he got like succeeded in his his business. I understand, but you know, the political stuff is totally different compared to running in a business. And so that's why like people are really scared of what's going to happen in the future.
I understand what you're saying, because like I wouldn't say whether Trump is good or bad. However, like when you look at his cabinet, like it's totally a kind of corporate board rather than like a bunch of politicians or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah. So let's say like, yeah, he's doing a politic as a hobby.
Yeah, it looks like that in a way.
Yeah, so I'm just... Yeah, and then as I told you, like, I am now planning to move to the States.
Yeah, that's why it's so serious for you, right?
Yeah, that's a huge deal for me, yeah.
So, why did we start talking about politics? Is it allowed?
So, yeah, then I want to ask you guys a question. Like, how do you feel being this, like, a radio personality?
ゆきのちゃん寝てた今寝てました
すいません
ゆきのちゃんはスリーピング You know, for, to, like, 大丈夫か
大丈夫
か Our talk sounds like lullaby, right? Like 寝て寝てみたいな
の英会話聞いてたよね。
あ、
パーソナリティをやるってどうですかって。
パーソナリティ、
うん、
ん？その、
パーソナリティになってみてどうって。
あ、英語を頑張りたいですちょっと。
あ、
まずは聞き取れるようにから始まって、はい、そんな感じ。
She is saying that she wants to try harder for learning English, right? To me, like, being a radio personality is something really beyond my imagination in a way. You know, like, I get easily nervous in front of people. But then, it's really interesting because, like, I can... Like, if I can borrow your term, digging. Like, I can dig in, like, for something I have never thought about, or, like, totally new thing, you know? So I kind of like it.
Yeah, it's kind of scary, but at the same time, it's really exciting because you don't see anything because you've never done that before, and it's totally a new experience for you. And then, yeah, it's really scary to do something new. But at the same time, that means like so much of what, how to call it, like possibilities, and so much like more world, like bigger world in ahead. And you just don't know, you just don't see it yet. But, you know, if you try digging and if you try to, just keep trying, then you're gonna see one day that actually there is amazing thing is going on in this world, and then you're gonna totally like, experience those new stuff, and then yeah, you're gonna, I'm pretty sure, because you're gonna have fun, because I did through being radio personality. It was an amazing experience for me.
Yeah, that'd be okay to ask you some questions like whenever we have some difficulties, etc.
Yeah.
That would be great. Of course. And it would be a great excuse to contact.
Well, you can call me or you can text me anytime you want. And then I'm going to be totally down for anything. Like, for example, like having beers or even like having coffee, whatever. And then also, I want to go to your gig as well. So of course,
sing together.
Yeah, exactly. Then I can maybe still I can play bass. I can be a bassist for you. So yeah, you know, like Koichi is back now, so he's the best bassist. So I'm not going to, you know, steal that position from him. Still, if you need someone, then yeah, I'll be always there for you.
That's great.
And it's the truth.
Thank you, Kari-chan.
No problem.
Yeah, thank you very much for coming to our show today. Can I say that?
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you. And we are waiting for you anytime you want to be back.
Oh, thank you so much.
頑張って.
That means a lot. 頑張ります. ありがとうございます. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. It was really fun. Thank you so much.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Hi everyone, this is Charlie Shikazaki. Enjoy Chuck the Magpies and my songs on Spotify.
I've just realized how much I missed her, Kari-chan. You saw her in November, right? Yukino. 11月に会って、それが最後だったんだよね。
Yes,
yes. Last time. And yourself?
Ages.
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 No, you actually met her on Thursday.
On, yeah.
2 years ago. Two days ago.
But before that, I haven't seen her since summer.
That's right.
Mm.
Yeah. Like before, she kind of like drifted away from us. Like I was like emailing her quite a lot, and then like, you know, I was working so closely with her, so like now, like I feel a little bit lonely, but then I really wish her all the best for her new career and everything, and definitely we will meet someday somewhere, I believe. So yeah. I wish her good luck. Yukino, do you have anything you want to say?
Hi, Kaori-san.
Kaori-san. Kari-chan is trying to discover her new ways, and like, she's trying so hard. So looking at her trying so hard, Yukino is encouraged to do her own things as well. So it's a very good thing, right? So thank you very much for listening to our radio, and we'll do our best to be the best personality in Fly Jump or in the world. I don't know, but thank you very much.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.